Blog Talk Radio.
Complimentary of
how our show is doing. We would be delighted to hear from you. So you can get your pen and paper and jot down these two numbers, 646-200-3074. 646-200-3074. The second number is 877-598-8654. 877-598-8654. We welcome your calls into the studio. You can call in with your comments and whatever God put on your heart to relate to the old ship of Zion. And so we would just like for you that will out there in our radio digital audience on today, if you would bow your heads as we go down in prayer. I would be with you 1 hour on today. So I have decided to do a Sunday show because I know people not only need the word Monday through Friday, but people need to hear the word as often as the word of God is displayed. So I am coming before you today, which is the Sunday, June the 23rd, 2013. So as I first stated, I would ask you to bow your heads as we go down in prayer, giving reference unto God. Father God, we come with grateful hearts of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for assembling us together in unity once again around this spectrum, coming together as pilgrims through this barren land. We're asking you to anoint these lips of clay to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know you in the pardon of their sins. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within their souls. These and other blessings we ask in your righteous name. And we shall all say, amen and amen. And as I first stated, if you have any questions, any comments, you are welcome to call in to the studio. As I have allocated the two numbers that's listed on the monitors, we welcome your calls and we welcome your comments unto the show. And so we will give you an outline of what my sermon is, and some of you might know it as theme. And my sermon on today is, turn off the noise and tune in joyful sound of praise. Sometimes, friends, saints of God, kinship, and extended family, you know, sometimes we have to get back and we have to turn off the knob of the radio, turn the knob off the TV, turn the knob off of the computer, and turn on the noise. And we have to tune in to a joyful sound of praise. Hallelujah. Now we know that there is a place, a solitude, a quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest. And that, my friend, is near to the heart of God. And we know that in this society that we live in, we know that people have all kind of digital gadgets in which to use. And so we know that sometimes we get so consumed in listening to, you know, whatever you listen to, may it be pretty much the worldly songs or music or lyrics or whatever you want to call it that's in the world. But sometimes you have to tune that out and give God praise give God thanks for everything that he has done, every attribute that he has performed in your life. It is time to give God reverences in all the goodness and the miracles that he has done in our lives. We know that sometimes our buildings, our office can be busy places where things sometimes feel like they are just moving at a breakneck speed. Sometimes it often involves meetings after meetings, halfway conferences, and sometimes you might even encounter an avalanche of emails. But in the midst of this extreme busyness, sometimes you might feel the need to escape, to decompress. And then we know that your response should be is to create a quiet place. On those days when you might not have lunch, you can go and retreat to a quiet place. May it be your car. And you can grab lunch and sit where you can read and listen to music, and you can think and you can pray and be refreshed. I think this is the essence of what the shepherd psalmist pointed in the Psalm of 23 and 2. He sees the good shepherd bringing him to still waters, that is water to rest by. It pictures a quiet place, a retreat from the pressure of life, where you can rest in the presence of the shepherd. We know that sometimes your heart, it has been stricken for what lies ahead. We know that even Jesus withdrew to a solitary place to pray and commune with his Father. We read in the law of Mark 1 and 35, we see we need all to retreat in our lives, not only because of the overwhelming nature of life, but because of our dependency on the resources of the Master. In our fast-paced days, it is essential to find a place of solitude, a place of quiet rest, near to the heart of God. We know that when we draw near to God, our minds are refreshed and our strength is renewed. Hallelujah. We know that God will give us rest from all the day-to-day hectic and chaos things that we have to go through. Where you have to deal with the children, them that's not in school. Then those that are in school, you have to go back and pick them up. You have a schedule to go and pick them up. Then maybe after school, they have after school programs. You have that allocated. So you have to carry them to the after school programs. So your itinerary is just stressed to the max with the to-do list. But sometimes we have to steal away to Jesus and get in a solitude place and just turn off the noise. And then we can tune in to a joyful sound of praise. Hallelujah. We know that praise not only make us glad, but it make us wise. We began to understand something of God's greatness and creative design in all that he does. We gain a wisdom that is hidden from those who do not know God. The wicked may flourish and spring up like grass for a moment, but ultimately they will wither away. But we know that the righteous, however, are joined to the one who dwells in eternity. They flourish like a palm tree. Hallelujah. And like a cedar in Lebanon, symbols of graceful beauty and unbending strength. For they have been planted in the house of the Lord. The roots go down into the soil of God's faithfulness, and they may draw on his unquenchable love. Hallelujah. And we know that we can give thanks and praise to the Lord today. We know that if we render thanks to God above, the fountains of eternal love, whose mercy formed through ages past, has stood and has forever last. We have a heart to tune in with God. Can't help but to sing his praises. Hallelujah. We can sing a praise. And those of you that feel like, hey, I can't sing, well, then you can hum a praise to God. But we know that God is worthy of all our praises. I mean, every day that we are blessed to open our eyes and to stand up on our 2 feet, and we can look out through the window and see the sunshine beaming in, that's God's glorious creative hand at work. That God touched you with his finger of love and woke you to a new day and to a new dawning. You have a right to praise God. You have that will. You should have that will. And if you don't have that will, I will challenge you to get the mindset and the heart set to give God praises every day. Because I can tell you on today, some of us did not make the roll call on this morning. Some of you did not rise up. You're yet sleeping in a cold grave, in a cold bed, in a cold refrigeration place. So we should reverence God and give God a joyful sound of praise every opportunity that presents itself to us. We should be glad to give God a joyful sound of praise. Hallelujah. And we know that Psalms 95 obliges us to join in a celebration of God. Its call is a twofold: to worship the one who is the rock of our salvation, and to do so in the community of those who love him. We know that when we open our hearts toward God in worship, we experience life-giving inspiration. We know that the psalmist invites us, oh, come and let us sing unto the Lord. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him. Hallelujah. With song. You can sense the joyful enthusiasm with which this call is given. Rather than being only spectators, we may actively participate in his glorious worship. First, the worship leader reminds us of the vastness of our Creator. When we behold his greatness, we become vessels for the praise of God. The human heart stands in awe before the wonderful witness of creation, and our soul sings, how great thou art. Hallelujah. Second, the psalmist instructs us about the intimacy of God. Because he is personally and loving, we may call him our God. God has extended himself toward us in such a way that we can celebrate a shared identity. We are God's people, and God is our God. In such a climate, the chilly fears of isolation and alienation dissipate in the warm breeze of the spiritual of God. in all of the creation, and to his great God I belong. We limit our ability to worship God. However, when we develop a callous heart and resist recognizing his splendor and majesty, we grieve the tenderness of God when we disregard his mighty acts and fail to respond to his love. When this occurs, hallelujah, anger and the removal of his blessings. Therefore, because our creating and loving God deserve us to kneel before the Lord, our maker, each and every day, we should kneel before the throne grace of God. But we serve a sovereign God, slow to anger, and we should always pray without ceasing. You don't have to be a Christian to acknowledge God. For all you have to do is just look around you and see how blessed you are, to see that you're still in the land of the living. Hallelujah. And I am asking you today, you that are out there in our digital listening audience on today, I would alert your heart to give God a joyful sound of praise. Turn out the noise and tune in to a joyful sound of praise on this morning, because you have a whole lot to praise God about. You have a whole lot to be thankful about. You have your health and strength. That's a joyful sound. You have the ability of your limbs. That in itself is a joyful sound. You have the voice of praise in your speech box or in your voice box. That in itself is a joyful sound of praise. You have the ability to use your mind as you so choose it. That in itself is a joyful sound of praise. So we know that each day that we live, that we exist here on planet Earth, is an opportunity to turn off the noise and tune in to a joyful sound of praise. I come to alert your heart on this morning, you that are out there in our listening digital audience, saints of God and friends and kinship, and our loyal listening on today, I challenge you to turn off the noise. Tune in the joyful sounds of praise. You know, even when I was in the world, I would listen to the jams on the radio. I would listen to the soulful sounds of jazz. I would listen to the old school scene. But there was always a spot and a place in my heart to turn off the old school sound and put on some joyful sound for God, because I reverend God even when I was in my sinful way. I acknowledge God even then. So I challenge you that are out there in our digital listening audience on today to turn off the noise and tune in a joyful sound of praise. Hallelujah. And I know, hallelujah, I can speak for myself, because I know that I might listen to a network of news each evening to be aware of what's going on in this world. And of even more important to me is to listen to the Spirit and the guidance regarding my own experience. I need that divine guidance in my own life of what's going on, a constant broadcast of the answer that I might seek. And then I receive guidance during times of meditation. I can continue to receive God's guidance throughout all the day activity. God might speak to me through the kind words of a dear friend or through a casual conversation with a stranger who just happened to share the information I need to know. God, guide me as I choose from the many opportunities that await my soul's greater fulfillment. I am led in all my choices by the wisdom of the Spirit. I am the light of the world, says God. Whosoever follow me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. We read that in the law of John 8 and 12. So we know, hallelujah, that if we acknowledge God in everything that we do, God will direct our path. Because we know that God guides us every day. We are bought with a price. We are not of ourselves, but we belong to God. Whether we are a Christian or if we are a sinner, we are yet guided by the divine will and purpose of God for our lives. Each one of us have a job. We have a God-given duty to reference God every day of our lives. Now, whether we do that or not, it's one thing. But this is what God requires of us, is to reference God every day, to thank Him for the big things, for the medium things, for the small things, for the tiny things. God said in everything we should give thanks unto God. Because, you know, God don't have to do what He does for us. But God loves us to the point that God will not neglect to come to our rescue. When we come to God in secret prayer, God will hear our humble cry. And I challenge you today, you that are out there in our digital listening audience, I challenge you to reference God and give God a joyful sound of praise. You can never give God enough praise. You can never give God enough praise. God is worthy to be praised. I mean worthy every day. God is worthy. You know, I think about all the goodness of Jesus and all that He brought me through. Saints and friends and you that are out there in our digital listening audience, I cannot help but give God praise when I just look back over where He's brought me from and where Jesus is taking me to. You know, I mean, I can't help but just lift my hands in sincerity and tell God, Lord, I thank You. I thank You for the good and the bad and the ugly and the indifference. Because we know that whatever that we go through in this life, God would bring us, He'll bring us out. And we will come out with the victory. There has never been a battle, a war that God has not won. I tell you, God is just that good. And I'll tell you, if you put God at the top of your itinerary, each day that you stand up on your feet, I challenge you. I double dare you. Because if you do, God is going to bless you. God is going to bless you beyond your wildest dreams. And I tell you, God is worthy, as I foresee. He is worthy, hallelujah, of all our praises. Ooh, my Lord, my Lord. We know that, like most people, you think that when God does something important, that he uses important people to get it done. And that's not necessarily so. Because we know that often in Scripture, we see that God uses ordinary folks to get things done. We know, just like you look in the Old Testament at the unlikely prophet, when the disciples of the New Testament, I think that was the girl in 2 Kings 5, was an ordinary servant. Hallelujah. Yet she bravely suggested that Naaman go to the prophet of Israel for healing. And we know that what sounds like a simple request actually was a bold suggestion. For Naaman to go to Israel, it would mean turning his back on the local pagan god. Even though inviting criticism from the countrymen for putting the military might of his nation at risk, this nameless servant could have paid a steep price for making a suggestion like that. But she knew where the true source of her healing was, because of her deep concern for Naaman's well-being, she courageously put herself at risk to direct him to that source, the one and only living God. And like this young servant girl, let's be willing to be used by God and allow God to guide you, to guide your family and your friends to the true source of hope and healing. And we know that God is just looking for ordinary people. And he can take those ordinary people to do extraordinary work. But if you acknowledge God in your day-to-day as you go to and fro, just turn off the noise. What I mean by noise is that keeps your mind programmed off of God. You know, that unwanted music, that unwanted message that they're trying to convey. You can turn that off, turn it down where you can't hear it, and just tune in the noise, that joyful sound of praise. You can give God praise and honor. Oh, and he would just welcome your praise. You know, I know God rejoices when we give him praises. God rejoices because, you know, God loves us and God wants the best for us. God wants nothing but the best. And I know that you can receive such company knowing that whatever you desire, if you desire any peace, if it's inner peace that you desire, if it's guidance, God's guidance that you desire, if it's strength that you need, or if you need God to indwell a little more love, then we know that God can make that possible. God can make that available to you through the Spirit within. All you have to have is a grateful heart and accept blessings from God into your life. I tried to surround myself with people that can encourage me. And if you do the same, you surround yourself with people that have positive minds, that want to do great things in life, that want to include God in their lives. Those are the people that you should surround yourself with. You know, and God will comfort you. God will send others to comfort you. And you can make your home a place of contentment. You can make your home a sacred retreat that has been blessed by the presence of God, the presence of loved ones, and your time with them together. And when you do that, you will always have that peace, that inner peace that only God can give. I mean, that peace that surpasses all understanding. And we know that God, he is my comfort. He is your comfort. God is my peace. God is your peace. God is the one source of all that blesses me and that blesses you. We know that God, he comforts his people. All you have to do is just get in that mode. Get off to yourself. Get alone by yourself. And tune out that humdrum of everyday life. And tune in the joyful sound of praise. You know, because when you turn off that noise, turn off the noise, and tune in to the joyful sounds of praise, when you can lift up your hands, nobody's there watching you. Nobody's there judging you. Nobody's there to criticize you. Nobody's there to mimic you. Just you and Jesus. Just you and God. Just you in Shalom. Just you and the King of Kings. Just you and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. And you can praise God. You can go from room to room. Hallelujah. With praises. Raising your hand toward heaven. And thanking Almighty God for all the things, all the mighty acts that he has performed in your life. Hallelujah. We know that God is a good God. We know that. And God's sovereignty, hallelujah, it just, I mean, his sovereignty is endless. There is no end to God's sovereignty. God is long-suffering. God give us opportunity to get it together. God don't rush us. God comes and knock at the door of our heart. And God says that whoever will open up the door and let me in, I will come in and sup with him and he with me. And I'll tell you, there is just no greater lifestyle. I'm talking to you that are out there in my digital listening audience on today. There is no greater lifestyle than the lifestyle of Christianity, the lifestyle of serving God daily, not serving him just on Sundays, when it's time for you to put your suit and tie on and your polished shoes and get your derby and hat and go out to the sanctuary. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is you serving God daily, Monday through Sunday. So that's actually 7 days of praise. And I believe if you match that 7 day of praise throughout the year, we have 365 days in a year. Sometimes I'm told 366 days. I imagine if that's the leap year. But we actually have 7 days that we can render God praise by turning off the noise and tune in to the joyful sound of praise. Hallelujah. We know that we'll find that God is everywhere. God is present in all and throughout all. We know that there are quiet moments. However, when we become fully aware, then we can experience a joy that we can describe as rejoicing of our souls. We can have a feeling of a soul's satisfaction that radiates within us. We can also have that soothing heart, that renewing our mind, renewing our body, and renewing our soul. I am sometimes amazed at how much my world changes when I let the joy that is glowing within me shine out onto the people and the circumstances before me. And I know that joy reveals the way of love and understanding. And I follow. I dedicate myself and time each day to spending a few moments totally in your presence, God, in this time with you. And I am building on a joy that continues to refresh me and inspire me throughout the day. Hallelujah. And we can read in the law of Psalms 97 and 12. And it reads like this. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, and give thanks to his holy name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my God. We know that the joy of my soul reveals the way of love and understanding. And I shall follow. And I'm challenging you that are out there in our digital listening audience on today. I challenge you to turn off the noise and tune in the joyful sounds of praise. Hallelujah. And I know that we know that God, as I said earlier, he's worthy to be praised. And we can sing praises to God, but we know that he is and continually to be the ruler of this earth. He's the ruler of heaven and earth. He's the ruler over heaven, death, hell, and the grave. So we know that if you come to God, God says, those that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. So God, challenge us. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout to God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is awesome. He is the great king over all the earth. He will subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He will choose our inheritance for us, the excellence of Jacob, whom he loved. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the people have gathered together. The people of the God of Abraham. For the shield of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for all that you do and that you're going to do in the lives of your people. And I hope and pray that I've said something to inject your spirit and impact your mind. As I have brought unto you the divine word of truth, until we meet again, I want you to go in God as God go in you. By far now.
Oh, I try to do the very best that I can. Fury.